This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Rose Wong. I am a serial entrepreneur. I actually started out as a technologist and programmer and transitioned my career into business and have launched 4 businesses and exit from 2 of them and building 2 new ones right now. So it's been fast and fury for me.
Rose, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
I am an entrepreneur in residence at George Washington University. They actually call it mentor in residence. I think it's for the reason of being less intimidating to student entrepreneurs at GW. I've been doing this since September of last year. It's really been a fun experience for me being an entrepreneur in residence.
Rose, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
The biggest challenges I see are the entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs, either their students or staff members or even faculty at a great university like GW, are not aware of all the resources university has to offer or outside the university. So they think it's really unattainable if they have an idea. So it's more of a marketing outreach challenge that I see. But the successes I've seen on the flip side is a university like GW has this very structured program called New Venture Competition or NVC that always happens in the spring. So you can really help students in the fall semester, starting with an idea and building towards participating in this venture competition. It's a loosely structured but structured way to get people going. So for me as a entrepreneur resident, it really helps. I can see it really helps because of the structure, helps students and help me. Other than just random mentoring activities.
Rose, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I think we do this, all of us who are EIRs, because we're passionate about seeing other budding entrepreneurs' success. It's a way for us to give back. From my perspective, it's a very rewarding experience. When I see a young student, young or old, doesn't matter, that really take your advice to heart, being coachable, and then make progress with it and seeing a business starting to be built, it's very rewarding. I think the hard part of being a volunteer, if you will, or entrepreneur residence at a university is, you don't feel as plugged in to all the regular programming, the classes and the programs. So you have to be more self-motivated and being entrepreneurs, self-motivation, is not a problem. It shouldn't be a problem, but we're still human. So that's the harder part. I would just say focus on the rewarding piece and staying connected with the students who are doing well, even after they graduate. I think it's something that I would do.
Rose, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
You can learn about the work we do, or I do as an EIR, at GW's website. Office of Innovation and Entrepreneurs has a really good website that talks about the program and participate in the new venture competition. And in general, I think there's more and more of this movement of entrepreneurs in residence, not just associated with the university, but also Founders Institute, Founders Corps, programs like that outside of university are also very helpful. And entrepreneurship now is a social movement, which is, I think, is great. It's a great way to get people all over the world learn how to become productive members of the society through entrepreneurship.
For more about this, visit eirpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.